FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Soft Girl Morning. You know that feeling when life feels like it's piling on and you just want to hit the snooze button on everything? Yeah, I've been there. But today, we're diving into a superpower that can help us weather those storms. Self-compassion through journaling. Journaling isn't just for poets or angsty teens, okay. It's a powerful tool for understanding ourselves, navigating our emotions, and ultimately, treating ourselves with the kindness and care we deserve. Ever felt like you're your own worst critic? We all have those moments. But journaling can help us shift that inner dialogue from harsh to healing. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways about practicing self-compassion through journaling that are going to rock your world. Firstly, journaling allows you to create a safe space for your thoughts and feelings. It's like having a confidential chat with yourself where nothing is off limits. We can all relate to those moments when we hold things back, afraid of judgment or criticism. But in your journal, there's no room for that. You can be completely honest and vulnerable, even with the messy stuff. Remember, your journal is your sanctuary, a place to process without fear. Secondly, journaling helps us identify our triggers and patterns. Ever notice how you react in certain situations? Or maybe there are recurring thoughts that pop up when you're feeling stressed? Writing about these experiences can help us understand the root causes of our emotions and behaviors. It's like shining a light on those shadowy corners of our minds, allowing us to see them more clearly. Thirdly, journaling is a powerful tool for reframing negative thoughts. When we write down our worries and anxieties, it helps us distance ourselves from them. We can start to see things from a different perspective and challenge those self-critical voices. Think of it like this. You're the author of your own story. Journaling gives you the power to rewrite those negative chapters with more compassion and understanding. Fourthly, expressing gratitude through journaling is a game changer. Taking a few moments each day to jot down things we're grateful for shifts our focus from what's lacking to what we already have. It's like planting seeds of positivity that grow into a garden of happiness. Trust me, this little practice can make a huge difference in your overall outlook. Lastly, remember that journaling isn't about perfection. There are no rules, no right or wrong ways to do it. Just let the words flow freely and authentically. It's your personal space, your time to connect with yourself on a deeper level. So don't overthink it, just start writing. Okay, picture this. You had a really tough day. Maybe you felt overwhelmed at work, maybe a misunderstanding with a friend left you feeling hurt, or maybe you just felt plain exhausted. Instead of letting those negative feelings fester, you grab your journal and pour out everything that's swirling inside. You write about the challenges you faced, the emotions that came up, and how you felt physically. As you write, you start to notice a shift. The words on the page help you process what happened, and slowly, the intensity of those negative feelings begins to lessen. You recognize that you're not alone in this experience and that it's okay to feel these things. By acknowledging your emotions and giving them space to be expressed, you've already taken a huge step towards self-compassion. So there you have it. 5 powerful reasons why practicing self-compassion through journaling can truly transform your life. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect or achieving some idealized version of yourself. It's about embracing who you are, right here, right now, with all the complexities and imperfections that make you uniquely you. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're amazing, just as you are. Keep shining bright and be kind to yourselves, friends. See you tomorrow for another dose of Soft Girl Morning Magic.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.